ever considered that we are living in a unique time, that something world-changing is about to happen, and that it might concern you? If so, you're in the right place. Keep listening, and you'll hear thought-provoking views behind the news that point to a new and better future for all. Many people now sense that humanity is not alone. So consider this. If the Christ or the Buddha walked among us today as modern men, would we recognize them? What would they be saying? And most importantly, would we listen? Every Sunday on this program, Share International Radio will examine extraordinary events that are unfolding behind the headline news. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for. And now, welcome to this week's show.
Welcome to Share on the Air Radio. Okay, we're on Share on the Air Radio.
Okay.
And this is Cielito Pascual. Welcome to the show. And we're making connections to New Zealand right now to welcome our guest, Megan Scherer. And I am hoping we have a Skype connection. I'm going through two connections right now. I want to welcome our audience. We're going to be talking about intercontinental miracles. So if you will hold for me a moment, and we want to make sure we have this connection here, and I'm just going to mute for a moment.
Wonderful. We're back on Share on the Air Radio, and I believe we're all connected. I hope our audience can hear us because we're going to have a fantastic show today. Thank you for your patience. I'm here with Megan Scherer from Auckland, New Zealand. But before we bring Megan on, just want to bring everyone on board with us, especially those of you listening for the first time to Share on the Air Radio. The purpose of the show, what we do on every episode, every week, is to present different viewpoints, different understandings on an extraordinary event unfolding today. And we come primarily from the esoteric perspective, talking about the event described as the emergence of Maitreya, the world teacher, and the masters of wisdom. And our show is inspired by the work of author Benjamin Krem. He has written since the early 80s on this event, which was foretold by the esoteric author Alice A. Bailey, as well as the great writer and teacher before her, Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. So we are bringing to this present day the news that Maitreya is indeed in the world, as has been predicted for a number of decades, not only as an individual, but as the head of a group of the most advanced elders of humanity. And if you're hearing this for the first time, I want to direct you to our Facebook page, shareontheairradio.org. And at that page, you'll find a link to our two introductory shows. On this show, we're going to be talking about miracles, but on our introductory shows, we go into more detail about Maitreya and the masters. But suffice it to say, one may be asking, why are they here? Why is Maitreya? Why are the masters emerging into the modern world? And they are here with the main endeavor, their main concern, is to inspire humanity to create the conditions where world peace can be guaranteed. And Maitreya is emerging into the world today to show all of us that this requires, this peace, this guaranteed peace requires above all the acceptance of the principle of sharing. Benjamin Krem, the author Benjamin Krem, was also the chief editor of Share International magazine. And we're going to talk about Share International Magazine a little bit. It has been publishing for 35 years, covering global news as it relates to the emergence of Maitreya. For nearly as much time, stories of miracle phenomena, those signs that point to Maitreya's emergence and to the dawning of a new cycle in human history, they have received equal coverage in every monthly issue. So today's show is an overview of the most significant miracles that have taken place and the miracles that are taking place today. And helping me with that, again, is our guest, Megan Shearer. She's joining us from Auckland, New Zealand. Welcome, Megan.
Hi, Sealito. Very happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes, and thank you for your patience as we make sure we're connected with you. You're sounding very clear on my end, so I'm trusting that our show is beaming out to our audience live right now with clarity. And you had suggested the topic of miracles is always very timely. Let's talk about miracles as the general public understands them. You know, our listeners who are listening, most all of them understand what is meant by the term miracles. But we bring a different, we bring a deeper understanding of miracles. Talk about what are miracles and what's the distinction we're bringing to the table with this show.
Well, I guess it might depend on the individual what miracles mean to them, but from a media point of view, I guess the most commonly covered miracles would be those relating to religion, particularly the Catholic religion. And I'm sure we've all heard about the weeping icons or the weeping statues. I remember there was an instance many years ago in Bosnia in a place called Medjugorje where six children reportedly received messages from Mary, the mother of Jesus. So I would say probably the Mary miracles are the ones people would be most familiar with. But you do get other things that people would call miracles. For example, if someone is miraculously saved in a car accident or has just some sort of amazing thing happen to them on an individual basis that they would term as being a miracle. So I think that's probably, I mean, I'm not totally sure that's the case, but at least from what I understand, those would be the most familiar sorts of miracles to people.
But, and certainly, there are events that inspire awe. There are events that are there's a sense of hope that's generated by a miracle experiences. Miracles can be experienced by one person, or they can be simultaneously experienced by a whole community. They're memorable. Often they're spontaneous and surprising, unpredictable. So when we look at it from the context of this information that we share every week, the fact of the elder members of humanity moving onto the public stage to inspire humanity to create a guaranteed peace, you know, we're talking about miracles. What are the kinds of miracles we're about to discuss? What are they underscoring in terms of this event?
Right. Well, as listeners will know, we are expecting the emergence of Maitreya onto the public stage very soon. And we understand, at least the information, particularly through Benjamin Krem and his master, that accompanying his emergence into the world is a whole series of different types of miracles. And miracles have different purposes. I mean, in the context of the emergence, we would say they help people wake up to what's happening and start talking about these things amongst themselves, and perhaps even the media show some interest. And these miracles become more wide known, and we ask, you know, who's creating these and why? So the types of miracles we're talking about that cover a whole range of different manifestations, including the Mary miracles. There's still, in fact, there's been a big increase in such, I guess you could say, more traditional miracles, such as the weeping icons and statues. But also there's been some very unusual miracles, such as the crosses of light, these images that appear in windows around the world, initially appearing in the US and have since appeared in numerous other countries worldwide.
Yeah, and we'll go into a lot more detail on that later in the show. We'll start to hear music that'll lead us into the break. But before we go to a break, what makes the stories of these miracles? You mentioned Benjamin Krem. We're going to talk more about the scale of miracles that are happening. They're very large scale miracles. There are miracles that are happening to individuals. So I'm going to hold on my question, and we will come back to talk about intercontinental miracles after the break. Share on the Air Radio. I'm Cielito Pasquale. Stay with us.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exists within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Now there's a book about UFOs that stands out. British author Benjamin Krem has worked directly with the Space Brothers and writes about their spiritual mission in The Gathering of the Forces of Light, a truly inspiring book. Visit shareontheairradio.org for details. That's shareontheairradio.org. shareontheairradio.org.
Hey everybody, Rachel Ray here. Nothing brings a bigger smile to my face than cooking up a big meal for the whole family and lots of friends. But there's not enough room at my table for the 17 million kids in our country who struggle with hunger. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food to give hope to hungry kids. But they can't do it without your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Share on the Air Radio. This is Cielito Pasquale, and there's so many resources for this information that we are sharing today. I want to direct you to Share International on YouTube. Share International YouTube, if you Google that, you will be able to watch quite a number of videos of the author Benjamin Krem, who is the primary exponent of the information we're sharing. He's the inspiration for this show. And I'm just sharing that with you right now as I'm waiting to hear if Megan is on the line. Megan, are you with us?
Hi, Celito. I am back.
Yes. What a relief. We were having so many technical misconnections, so I am glad we are connected for our audience today. Let's get back into talking about miracles. Let's talk about the most significant miracle associated with the emergence of the Masters. And I will pause here a moment because you mentioned Benjamin Krem and his master. Some of our audience may not know what that means. Benjamin Krem is in telepathic rapport with one of the elder members of humanity emerging along with Maitreya. So our information comes from that master. And as I share with the audience every week, we present this not in order to convince you that what we're saying is true. We open the door for you to pursue investigation. And there's so many sources online, as I said, Share International on YouTube.
Hi, Celito.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Megan, you're back on?
I am, and hopefully I'll stay on this time.
Oh, okay. Let's jump right in here. Let's talk about the most significant large-scale miracle that was documented by
milk miracle.
Well, I'd like to start with the one that's connected to Maitreya as he appeared to large groups.
And, of course, yes.
That event, we have one of those events was documented photographed and witnessed by a chief editor of a newspaper. You want to tell our audience about that?
Sure. This was back in June 1988. And there's a lady called Mary Akatsa who held regular meetings in Kenya, in Africa, and they were like prayer healing meetings. And at one of these particular meetings, they had about 6,000 people present. This man materialized and spoke to them for 15 minutes in their native Swahili language, and then disappeared as mysteriously as he had arrived. And the editor of the Kenya Times was present and documented this event, wrote it up in the paper with a couple of photos. And this was sent around to the world's media, so it was on CNN and BBC and so on. Now, our information through Benjamin Krem's master is that the mysterious man who appeared in front of this group was Maitreya. And he appeared in a guise that the people there would recognize. So he didn't claim himself to be the Christ or any other such religious figure. But he looked there, waited one to look. And these appearances in front of fundamentalist religious groups happened on many other occasions since then, up to about the year 2002. And they happened to groups of all sorts of different religions. And again, our information through Benjamin Krem is that this was part of a softening up process. So the people most rigid to the idea that Maitreya could possibly be the one they expect would be the ones that are very fundamentalistic in their viewpoint. So it's like, a softening up process.
Let's talk about that since about
2002.
Let's talk about that event in Nairobi, Kenya, because not only was it photographed, and if we will post to our Facebook page, Share on the Air Radio North America, links to those photographs, and not only was it witnessed by a chief editor of the Kenya Times, as well as, they say, 5,000 people who were gathered for this event, there were miracles that took place. You want to describe that? They specifically recognized this mysterious person in a particular way, and there were healing events. I'll let you describe it.
Yes, they recognized him as being Jesus. At least that's who they thought Maitreya was. They were very excited. And about 60 or so people around where Maitreya appeared were instantaneously healed from their ailments. I mean, to me, the biggest miracle was that he materialized out of thin air and spoke to them and then disappeared. I mean, I'm sure that must have been really astounding to the people present.
And so we have, again, we'll post the link to a detailed article on that, because there are a number of remarkable details, especially there was a bright star in the sky over this event as it was happening. But
And I've just, of course, realized, whenever Maitreya appeared to large fundamentalist groups, a source of healing water would be created nearby, not necessarily discovered, but Maitreya would charge some permanent source of water with healing qualities, and they will be discovered in a certain sequence worldwide. And so far, we know of only four that have been discovered. One was that one in Nairobi, Kenya. Another very well-known one in Tulacote, Mexico. One in Germany, Nordenau, also reasonably well-known. And one in Nardana in India. So that's part of the healing process that will be happening in the world over the coming times. I mean, we're coming into the age of Aquarius, and the symbol for that is the water carrier. So it seems very apt that one of the major miracles of this time is the miracle healing waters.
And you mentioned Tlacote, Mexico. I remember that in the news in the early 90s. And I'm going to presume that they continue to pump the wells there. But it became a very sophisticated operation as word spread. The story behind that is that a rancher who owned the land where the well was discovered noticed that his sick dog was drinking from a ditch, and he noticed that his dog was who had been sick was getting better, and somehow was prompted to investigate, and they discovered the healing properties of the water. They installed a very sophisticated pumping well system, and people came from miles around, traveling great distances to get jugs of water, to the extent where there were medical professionals there documenting what was who was coming in or what their ailments were, and keeping track of people. I don't know, you know, what the outcome of those reports, but certainly that was covered on national media here in the U.S. Let's talk about the appearances. You mentioned this, Maitreya appearing to groups around the world, and I want to say that the Nairobi event was the only one that's been covered by the media. Everything else has been reported in Share International and confirmed by the master with whom Benjamin Krem worked. But it is worth noting that, you know, the numbers of people who were at these events and who was there and where these appearances took place. What are some of the countries? There is a list online, and there's quite a remarkable range of countries where these events took place. Can you talk about specifically about what those were, and exactly what does it mean, a softening process? What do we think, even though we have no recorded information, what do you think may have happened at those events, Megan?
These appearances, I think, happen pretty much worldwide. I'm just looking down the list now, and it's pretty comprehensive. And all between the years of 88 and 2002, I think there were almost 300 such appearances by by Maitreya in front of fundamentalist religious groups. But the softening up process, well, as I said before, the people with the most rigid mindsets are those who are fundamentalist in their outlook. And that's not just necessarily religious, of course. You can have fundamentalist political, economic sort of mindsets as well. But in the case of religion, when Maitreya does become public, the most resistance is likely to be from these religious groups who have a very set idea about what will happen and when it will happen, and may find it very difficult to accept that Maitreya could be their awaited one. The chances are they're more likely to suggest he's the Antichrist or something like that. So, I'm sure there's several reasons why Maitreya appeared in front of these groups, but our understanding, or at least mine is that it was a way to open their minds, if only just a chink, to the possibility that, yes, the Christ or the Messiah or whoever they call their awaited one is actually here right now.
And on Share International, mm-hmm. it indicates it's not just Christian groups that Maitreya appeared to. The Muslim groups, Hindu groups, the chart is there. And you bring up the Antichrist. We have to just quickly acknowledge that. We'll explain the esoteric perspective on the Antichrist following the break. Stay with us. Share on the Air Radio, Intercontinental Miracles, and the Emergence of Maitreya. We'll be back after the break.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Radio's What Is Going On show. If you've been on a spiritual journey and know yourself to be more than just your body, mind and emotions, yet still struggle to fully love yourself and the life you're living. If you experience childhood challenges that continue to play out as limiting patterns in your daily life. If you long for success in your relationships and career, but keep finding it eludes you, I invite you to join me on the free Journey Back to Love Symposium that I'm co-hosting June 18th to 24th. You'll get valuable insights, tools, practical processes and gifts from 8 internationally renowned teachers and speakers that would not only dramatically shift your perceptions about love, but also help you understand and integrate all those places where you may have secretly believed that you were broken. So if you're ready to transform your beliefs about love, success and freedom, and finally put all your perceived limitations, fears and failures in your relationships and life behind you, visit thejourneybacktolove.com and join me on this free life-transforming journey back to love. I look forward to seeing you there.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
The Awakening of Humanity by Benjamin Krem is a concise, prophetic book about momentous changes soon to occur. It focuses on an unprecedented event, the emergence into full public life of Maitreya, the world teacher. Download the book free online. Visit shareontheairradio.org. That's shareontheairradio.org. shareontheairradio.org.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
And we're in segment 3 of Share on the Air Radio on Intercontinental Miracles, and I want to direct our audience to a couple of sources for more information. There is the main website of Share International, that's share-international.org, and it's a searchable site, so if you put into the search engine miracles, you'll find a whole wealth of information on miracles taking place all around the world. You'll see how vast a topic this is, and we're just touching on the main ones on this show. And again, we are on Facebook, Share on the Air Radio North America on Facebook, and you're welcome to send us a message or a question there, and we will respond as we are able, and if we're able to respond with a relevant answer. And I encourage people who are listening, if by chance you think you've had an experience of Maitreya or the Master that seems very similar to what we're describing, maybe you were part of an event, these events that we described in the prior segment, there were multiple hundreds of people, as many as in Nairobi, Kenya, there were 5,000. It looks like the average size was, you know, minimum 100 people up to 500 or even 800 people at events where Maitreya appeared. And here in the States, there were 18 appearances by Maitreya over a span of about 8 years. In cities as large as Denver, Atlanta, Washington, and Chicago. Unfortunately, no listing of Maitreya appearing in Seattle. But if you think you are at an event, or you know someone who if you recall a story from someone who may have been at an event where Maitreya appeared, you're welcome to write to us and send us a message on Facebook. So we'll continue with our guest, Megan Shearer from Auckland. Megan, I'm going to be a skeptic here, and then we'll quickly address the question about the Antichrist. Here I am saying that, you know, the story of the emergence of Maitreya and the Masters of Wisdom, this story has been, in this version that we're describing, it's been around for over three decades. Benjamin Cram wrote his first book in the mid-80s. I think it was 1986, the book, The Reappearance of the Christ, was published. So we're talking about miracles and all these appearances by Maitreya. Why doesn't Maitreya just announce himself right now? We've got all these challenges in the world, conflicts, environmental peril that the world is in. What is Maitreya waiting for?
Well, that's a good question. There's a great spiritual law that most of us are oblivious to, and it's called the law of free will. And it governs humanity's evolution. So the great teachers like Maitreya, they're very careful not to infringe that law. And therefore, Maitreya's and the Master's emergence into public view has to be done in such a way as it's... it's our choice, so they cannot really appear until they have the invitation to do so. Miracles are a way of opening our minds, getting us asking questions, discussing, media hopefully takes some interest, and in that way it's an organic, natural process that isn't infringing our free will. And but as some of us know, is now at a point where he is being interviewed on television worldwide, at least in certain large countries. We know that he's already had many, many interviews as an ordinary person. Again, this is also to do with that law of free will. If he were to be interviewed as, you know, saying he is Maitreya, the world teacher, then straight away we lose the choice whether we want to believe that or not. So most important of all is that we respond to his teachings and from the heart in an intuitive way, rather than sort of in this intellectual, okay, I choose to believe in this or and not believe in that kind of thing. And that's actually one thing that Maitreya says, it's what we experience in our hearts that matters most, not any sort of belief that we might have. And that's probably the same with miracles. If you have a personal experience of a miracle, obviously that's going to have more impact than something you've heard about. And something interesting I read just recently, Benjamin Krem's master some years ago confirmed that as many as 80% of people have had an experience of some sort of a miracle, which is astounding, really, because when you think about it, most people seem to be rather sceptical or not necessarily into the spiritual way of things. But, so that's food for thought.
Or we may be made to think we're sceptical based on how the media covers miracles, but we'll get to that later. And briefly, you mentioned the Antichrist, and so I don't want that to go by without some explanation of the esoteric understanding of the term. Can you briefly bring some clarity to that?
You might actually be able to give a better explanation than me. I don't actually come from a religious background, so I don't have that sort of insight that people that have come from some sort of religious background would have. But saying the Antichrist, from what Benjamin Krem has said, is more like an energy rather than an individual. It's destructive energy that breaks down the old ways, the old institutions, allowing therefore the new to spring up. My understanding is that the Antichrist energy has already been and gone and done its work, at least for this time, and that was manifested mostly through the world wars, World War I and II, where of course we had a shocking loss of life and a huge conflict. And on a deeper level, that was like a conflict between the forces of dark and lightness, if you like. And that Antichrist energy was very much manifest during that time, particularly through people like Hitler, the group around him, and Mussolini. But as I say, that's done and gone. Only people of a fundamentalist religious nature still believe that that being is still to come, and would probably claim that Maitreya was the Antichrist. So it's rather unfortunate, and it may take a wee bit to clear up that sort of misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm. And I'll just guide our listeners again. If you want to get more understanding, you can visit on that topic, share-international.org. But it is an interesting point that energy has done its work during the World War, bringing down the monarch, the energy of monarchy and that form of imperialism, and clearing the way for democracy, which we are still trying to formulate in its truest form today. It's still an ongoing project for humanity. So we have a few minutes before our final break. Let's talk about different kinds of other miracles. Gosh, there's so many. Let's talk about cultural miracles. Now, we're going to correspond a miracle that happened in New Zealand with one that happened in the U.S. a number of years ago, and I'll just touch on it quickly. This involves the tradition of the Lakota Sioux people here in the United States. And that tradition expects the return of a great teacher. And as it happens, in the early 90s, twice, there was a fulfillment of the expectation of the Lakota for a sign of great change. And that came in the form of the birth of a white buffalo calf. Again, it happened twice, I believe we glimpsed the date there. I think the first one was in 1992, and then the next white buffalo calf birth was in 1998. But the symbol of the white buffalo calf is the equivalent of the symbol of, it's seen as anticipating, it's the equivalent of anticipating the return of the Christ. If you read the Lakota tradition, what's an indigenous tradition with a similar miracle phenomena in your part of the world in New Zealand, Megan?
Yes, well, this isn't exactly part of folklore to do with the native people in New Zealand, but nevertheless, it was seen as significant by what we call the Maori, that's the native people here, the elders from the local tribe when this happened. And it's a very cute miracle. It's a white kiwi. Now, you're probably more familiar with kiwi as in the kiwi fruit that you eat, but one of our national symbols is the kiwi bird. It's a very cute little bird, which only comes out at night. It's got a very long beak, and it's flightless. And it's usually brown in colour, but the miracle was that a little kiwi chick was born back in 2011 that was pure white. It wasn't albino, and the Maori people in the area, the elders, gave the little kiwi chick a name, which translated means of chiefly status. And they saw this white chick as a sign of new beginnings. So that was one of our little local miracles.
Was that covered as a miracle in your local media?
Yes. It was suggested it could possibly be miraculous, yes. But of course, they also gave a scientific explanation.
So we'll continue after the break, and you bring up the term scientific explanation. We'll talk a little bit more about that and talk more about miracles in our final segment. Stay with us.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you on a spiritual path and want a quick reference guide? Look no further. The booklet Ageless Wisdom Teaching introduces key spiritual concepts, including reincarnation, meditation, and initiation. Download the book free online. Visit shareontheairradio.org for details. That's shareontheairradio.org. shareontheairradio.org.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And you're listening to Share on the Air Radio. We're in our final segment on the topic of intercontinental miracles and the emergence of Maitreya with Megan Shearer from Auckland, New Zealand. One thing I wanted to mention, Megan, in regards to Maitreya's appearances around the world, we mentioned this in the earlier segment. For our American listeners, I checked the list, and apparently Maitreya made 18 appearances here in the U.S., in New Zealand. And Megan, you're lucky because he did appear in Auckland at an event, apparently. So maybe there's listeners in Auckland who might have some connection to that event. But he appeared four times. And
Actually, I think
I haven't sat down to do them.
Yes.
Three? Oh, I thought I saw four. In any case, I just wanted to bring this point to the audience in terms of the significance of any one country. First of all, Maitreya has said, I believe it was Maitreya or it was Mr. Benjamin Krem, who forecasts that the people of the countries of Africa will be the first to embrace Maitreya's teachings on sharing. So it'll be interesting to see how many times Maitreya appeared in Africa, but probably not as many times as in the U.S. because we're the U.S., not that we're special, but because many of the challenges that the world is facing have some kind of origination from what takes place and policies that come out of the U.S. government, if I may say. So hopefully those 18 visits to the U.S. have, I imagine there are thousands of people who have, from those events, witnessed Maitreya. And I hope one day that they will speak. So again, I invite anyone who has an awareness of the story in any country. We have many people from many countries listening, and especially those of you listening for the first time. If you have a miracle story to share, if you know anyone who has attended an event that sounds like it was a place where Maitreya appeared, possibly, in all likelihood, speaking on the principle of sharing, on the principles of justice, definitely write to us. The best place is through Facebook. Share on the Air Radio North America is how we are
listed. I was just wondering if, sorry to interrupt, but I was just wondering if we could mention the mysterious hitchhiker
happened
both in the US and New Zealand. And that was quite an interesting one, and that would be an instance where people would have directly experienced Maitreya or the Master Jesus in the guise
That's
of a hitchhiker.
That's a wonderful story.
Yeah, it's got a humorous element to it. It's quite amazing. In New Zealand, it was reportedly and that this mysterious hitchhiker would be thumbing rides, and once inside the car, the passenger would announce that the Christ was in the world and would soon be seen, and then would just disappear. And apparently would be wearing these like shiny white clothes, and often would be appearing to religious couples. In other words, they would react, I suppose, to this man saying that. And it was reported in the media. We had it in the media in New Zealand, and I think also over in the US. In the US, I've got a list here. This happened in Dallas and Mississippi as well, where this very similar thing happened.
Yes, I believe it happened throughout the South. It also happened, there are many stories in New York State. I happened to be living in New York City at the time. This was a story that was very popular and talked about in the 90s, the late 90s. I don't know if that phenomenon is happening today. From what I understand, people had that experience who they'd say, I don't usually pick up hitchhikers, but I felt compelled to pull over. And often they would describe
Mississippi where. Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm just reading this report here where they stopped and told the park ranger station, and only to be told they were the sixth ones in a row to stop and tell them the same story. So at that time, that was quite something. But as you say, I don't think that has happened since.
If we have state troopers listening and they've heard of the story of the vanishing hitchhiker who gets in a car, tells people that the Christ is in the world, and then spontaneously disappears, feel free to write us on Facebook. So that's another way that Maitreya is having contact with ordinary people.
Sorry, Salito, again. I'm just wondering if we could mention briefly about the crosses of light as well before we finish up talking about miracles.
Oh, would absolutely. That be all right? Yeah, the crosses of light, that's a significant phenomena Describe how the crosses of light have shown up in New Zealand, Megan.
Right. Well, we had an interesting connection with Benjamin Krem in that regard. He visited New Zealand on five different occasions. And the last time he came to New Zealand, he stayed in a private residence nearby some group members. And when he was staying there, he said that Maitreya had manifested crosses of light in the windows in the bathroom, but they hadn't been energized yet. So the local group members were caretaking the house while the owner's away, and they checked daily to see if the crosses had appeared. And sure enough, after Benjamin Krem had left, the crosses were seen in three windows in this bathroom. Now, people are probably wondering what form these crosses take. Well, firstly, they're more or less even-armed, so it's not like a Christian cross. It's more like the Aquarian cross, sort of representing the age of Aquarius. At least that's one definition. And they sort of, they can be seen with some sort of light, and they seem to only appear in frosted glass. So you need a focused light source. In this case, the group members saw it by the light of the moon, I believe. And it was absolutely beautiful. I mean, you of course know how they look. Just especially at night, they're just amazing cross gleaming images. And they're like, the other thing about these crosses of light is that there's a healing energy that is emitted from them. So since those three that appeared in the windows in that house, we've had many other instances in Auckland and in a couple of other cities around New Zealand. And these have been published in Share International magazine. We did actually get a bit of media interest with the first couple here, so we did have some news items. And I believe over there in the US when they appeared, I think first in El Monte, was that right?
In the community of El Monte, California, which is just outside of Los Angeles, yes. And there is actually a documentary of the crosses of light, which is not yet available online, but I checked with the producer and we're working to have that available so everyone can understand really the significance of the crosses of light and how beautiful they are. I invite the audience to check the frosted glass, typically in their bathrooms, to see if they can see a cross of light. There are links online at share-international.org that go into more detail on the crosses of light. We'll post those to our Facebook page. But in our last 4 minutes, Megan, I wanted to just circle back around to the idea of belief. And believing in miracles and personal experience, is it possible that perhaps we're moving towards a miracle event that all of humanity can experience simultaneously?
Well, yes. At least that's how we understand it through the information that came through Benjamin Krem. We have a worldwide miracle happening, and it will happen on what's called the Day of Declaration. And this is the day when Maitreya will announce who he is, and it'll be an absolutely remarkable time. I mean, there's nothing really comparable to this, certainly in regards. Maitreya will telepathically communicate with all of humanity simultaneously in our own languages, and at the same time we will feel his love energy. It will be like we're being embraced with that energy of love that he embodies. And those who have access to television, hopefully most will see Maitreya on the TV screen as he communicates with us and sends out this energy. And he will speak to us about the future and our purpose while we're here, and the major issues that we have to resolve. It'll be an incredible time. And afterwards, you can just imagine how people will be. Well, I think it was in one of the Master's articles that, you know, people will walk on tiptoe for a while. And again, it goes back to that, you know, experience is the most important thing. Experiencing the miracle is what is most convincing. So we'll see.
Well, thank you, Megan. We're at the end of our show, and as always with every show, we could go on for hours. There's so much to cover in terms of the story of the emergence of Maitreya. But thank you for bringing up the Day of Declaration. We will all know of that event well in advance. And the best way to keep up with information on this story is to keep up with this show and to keep listening to Share on the Air Radio North America. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Find us on Facebook. Go to shareontheairradio.org. Please reach out and send us your stories of miracles to our Facebook page, Share on the